10 at a time. Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. You know who I am, and I know who most of you are. We are doing this entire second hour from very much of a remote Phoenix, Arizona, and Holbrook, Arizona. We're visiting one of our client facilities, Passport Potash, PPI. A couple of things I want you to remember. Number one, I'm not a registered investment advisor, so do not take this as investment advice because it definitely isn't. I'm down here. My associate, Carter Smith, is down here. We really like this deal. Roger Wiegand has written this company up as his miner of the week. We're going to talk at the end of this hour with Roger and ask him why he did that, what his reasoning was. But I'm going to let you folks become more familiar with the company than you are right now. We will have a video up on the site, by the way, within a couple of weeks. But starting out right now, the best overview that I can give you from the company is from its chairman, David Salisbury. David is a very, very interesting man. 35 years in the mining industry, has all bases covered. I can't think of anybody that Josh could have brought in better to fill that role than David. David, starting out, tell me real quick about your background. Let's just take a minute or so on that one.
Well, I began my career with the United States Steel Corporation working in the underground coal mines in Utah and Colorado, so I have an understanding of room and pillar mining. Moved from there to become a project manager at the young age of 27 on a major surface coal mine operation in North Dakota that would ultimately supply coal to the nation's only coal gasification plant. I took that project from initial design, first lines on blank paper, through to production and ultimately became president of that subsidiary company. Then I moved on to a couple of other turnaround operations that I did in coal. Joined Rio Tinto at the time when they acquired coal operations in the Powder River Basin. And that opportunity was, again, turning an operation that was losing market share and making a complete transition. Rio Tinto moved me to a gold operation in South Carolina, the Ridgeway Mine, which I took through its final 3 years of mining and closed that operation, which is now Rio Tinto's premier example of effective and excellence in mining, mine closure and reclamation. Spent 4 years subsequent to that in the country of Namibia, managing the largest uranium mine, open pit uranium mine in the world, the Rössing Uranium Operations, 2 years in London, working on a global improvement program focused on, my stream was focused on the process technologies used within Rio Tinto. And when that was completed and transitioned into a formal part of the organization, went off to Salt Lake City to mine, to manage mining in Alaska and Nevada.
So obviously Mr. Salisbury knows what he's doing. Track record speaks for itself. You don't get to those executive positions unless you truly deserve it. David, I want to start out talking a little bit about Passport and the environment here in Arizona. Now, a couple of points that I want to bring out to listeners, and I'm going to turn it right back to David, is number one, the United States doesn't have any potash production right now, and the demand for potash is huge, as you all know. It is a major, major input in the agricultural industry. Now, the Holbrook Basin is very interesting because it's in the state of Arizona, number one. Arizona is in a major recession right now. The employment rates down here are absolutely abysmal. Why is that? It's because they depended on the resource, real estate industry for as long as they did. Okay, they are the entire state government, whether you're talking on the local level, the state level, what have you, is very, very much behind Passport Potash for one simple reason, jobs. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I can. Again, when the housing bubble burst, Arizona was hit very hard, and it's estimated today that it may be a decade before any kind of recovery actually takes place in that. So the ability to bring jobs in, particularly in rural areas like Holbrook. Holbrook is a cattle ranching area. And the cattle ranching businesses have been abysmal of late. It's mostly a high desert environment, so you don't have a high density of cattle per acre. There's a 20% unemployment in that area. Now, these are great people. They have a very strong work ethic. They have excellent skills that are easily adaptable to mining. We believe we can bring them into an operation and create 500 jobs of the most productive type you could ever imagine.
500 is not a big number, but let's talk a little bit about the total employment with all the support that have personnel.
Well, 500 is what you bring into the mine, but then you've got to have all the support businesses that bring in services both for the mine as well as services for the workers that are there. So you're talking anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 total jobs created by a mine of the size we're building.
And that's roughly a little over 20% of the population of the town. So obviously, obviously you're going to make a huge impact. Let's talk a little bit about the property. Now, what specifically, David, drew you to the property? I mean, you've been a pretty successful guy in the past. You obviously think that that trend can continue.
Well, my background has been a lot in the permitting of federal lands, which is extraordinarily complex and takes years and decades to do. This is private and state land. The order of magnitude simplicity in this one is just magnificent. We can get a mine permitted in 1 to 2 years.
What makes it so easy here?
Well, because you've got a governor that is just really supportive of the business. Again, the job creation is important. You've got a local community that wants it to happen, and it's not on federal land. So the state processes for permitting are substantially easier than they are on the federal lands, which take decades to get done.
Decades and centuries in some cases. There's still people in California waiting for some of the great gold opportunities out there. David, talking a little bit about, you know, you've got the environment down here is excellent for what you're doing. You're very, very high on the potentiality of the asset itself. Let's talk specifically about what you folks are going to be doing for the rest of 2012.
Well, we just recently released a resource report, 43101. We have ongoing work in the field drilling. In fact, in the next couple of days, we'll see some of that work. And those new data will give us the ability to upgrade that report. Our intent is to take that upgraded resource report and then move very quickly into a preliminary economic analysis. Mm-hmm. We think that's the next essential piece to demonstrate the economic viability and long-term sustainability of this operation. So within the next 6 months, we want to do that. Now, incumbent to that is tying up some land packages that will give us then a very high level of integrity in that economic report. So we don't have the uncertainty of, do you own the land? Where are you going to get the land from? We want to have that all tied down so that it moves into that one. Upon completion of that at the end of the third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, we want to then move directly to a bankable feasibility study. Fourth quarter of this year.
Okay.
So that's our objective, is to get the PEA done in the next 6 months, have the land packages tied up that we need in the core of our work, and then move to a bankable feasibility study that we can advance very quickly and move towards construction.
Last question. How you guys fix for money? It takes a lot of capital to do that.
We are in a position. We're completely funded for all the work we need to do this year.
Right.
So we are very optimistic about being able to get that work done. Our next step will be to raise funds for the feasibility study.
And that's something that will be towards the end of this year?
Towards the end of this year, it's correct.
Okay, interesting. So basically your anticipated production date would then be probably 2 years down the road.
We're looking at
possibly.
We're looking at the end of 2015, early 2016 to begin the ramp up to production. Our objective is 2 million tons. It'll take us, it's going to take us about a year, 18 months from start of production as you open the mine up and start expanding your areas to get to full production. So we'd see full production if we can meet that schedule sometime late 2017, middle of 2017.
It's going to make the people at home work pretty happy, I said, to say the least.
Absolutely.
Closing comments. Number one, remember, this is not investment advice. Big Al is not a registered investment advisor. Point number one. Point number two, number of forward-looking statements are made in our interviews. You have to realize that they're forward-looking statements. Nothing is guaranteed in the mining business. I've been involved in this industry for about 35 years now, and I'm telling you, nothing is guaranteed. I am very comfortable down here, I have to say, with the Passport Potash team for one simple reason. They cover all of their bases. They are very, very focused on putting this property into production. They're very focused on doing it in an environmentally sound way. They have the support of the community, local community, and the state behind them. So far, we haven't seen really any major hiccups along that path. Again, it's hard to say what the future is going to tell. If you want more information, Passport Potash is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means that you can click on their banner, get all the information you want, and you know what? When you do that, you can make your own informed investment decision, and that makes sense to Big Al.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second segment of the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. You know, David Salisbury is a very interesting guy. You talk about somebody who's highly, highly qualified in the mining industry. Let's talk about 30 years, 35 years of success. I can't think of anybody better qualified to take over the chairmanship of Passport Potash. have another gentleman with me right now who is equally as highly qualified in a different area, and that's Dennis Akis. Dennis is a consultant of sorts who works very, very efficiently in the permitting process with various different organizations. And in the case of Arizona and the Holbrook property, you were very instrumental in putting this thing together between Passport Potash and the Indian tribe.
Yes, I've been very active in doing that. The tribe that's involved here is the Hopi tribe, one of the most ancient groups in the North American continent, who occupy the mesas in north central Arizona. Some of those homes are well over 2,000 years old up there.
Well, you were saying that. I mean, we're talking about the oldest continuously lived in homes, 2,000 years.
That's right.
In the United States.
That's correct.
North America.
North America.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like dealing with these folks?
Well, they're very, they're wonderfully warm people to those that they get to know. But because of a history of dealings with outsiders, including Indians and non-Indians alike, they have, and the reason they live on the mesas is because they've had to go there for their safety. And it's either been other Indian tribes, or the Spanish, or the Mexicans, or the Americans, who have attempted to take their lands and to take things from them, and so you start off with some distrust as to why you're really there. They've heard so many messages from people saying, "Hello, I'm here to help you."
Yeah,
and,
right.
But it's really. I'm here to help myself.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And immediately they wonder, okay, yeah, but you're here to help yourself. What is it that you want from us, and what is it that you are going to leave for us and our future generations?
Now, Dennis, you were telling us in one of the earlier presentations that you work for the federal government as in the position of an undersecretary. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that had to give you a lot of background, so to speak.
Yeah, well, even before that, I was with the U.S. Department of Justice initially as a trial lawyer, but then because of some developments in the early 70s with Indian social interests, I became heavily involved in dealing with those Indian issues, and the Attorney General at that time, Mr. Mitchell, appointed me to head up an office called the Office of Indian Rights, where I brought together all of the functions within the U.S. Department of Justice that dealt with Indian issues to try to give a more coherent policy towards Indian matters. And then as a result of the Wounded Knee event in South Dakota in 1973 and so on, then the president thought it would be helpful to have somebody with that experience also assist in the Department of the Interior with the ongoing Indian issues.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Now, in terms of the specific situation down here with Passport and being on land that is theoretically, well, it's federal land, but it's owned by the Indians, correct?
No, it's not federal land. It's Indian land. It's held in the name of the United States of America for the benefit of the Hopi tribe.
That's where I got federal.
Yeah, okay. And so there's a federal trust responsibility, but the land is Hopi lands.
It's Hopi lands. Okay.
As to the reservation, now the lands that are being discussed for development in conjunction with the Hopi tribe are Hopi-owned lands, but they are not held in trust by the United States for the tribe.
You see any obstacles for Passport?
Well, of course. When I say obstacles, there's a process and a procedure to go through with the Hopi tribe. They need to be approached with respect and to be approached with the idea that there will be participants together with a passport. And so that process requires respect and sensitivity, and Passport has that attitude, and we would hope that attitude by Passport and the desire by the Hopi people to provide an economic development opportunity for the future would result in an agreement.
Now, when you say an economic opportunity for the future, I don't sense that that is the main hurdle that has to be overcome. These are pretty proud people, and these are people who, you know, they've kind of retreated into the, I don't want to say biosphere, but, you know, they've kind of, out of self-preservation, they've retreated into an area where that self-preservation becomes a lot more possible. So the tack that you're taking really isn't so much, you know, you're going to get $1 billion for your land, but it's more of, we want to be partners. This is a fair shake for both sides. It's a win-win situation. And yes, of course, if we came to you and said, we don't have a financial interest in doing this, that would be ridiculous.
Right.
But by looking at both sides can win, it strikes me.
That's the intent, is to create a win-win situation.
Sure.
And to preserve for them interests that are important to them, their cultural interests, their economic interests, their environmental interests, and things that are important to them and that are compatible with the project.
Now, what, in terms of the economic interest, though, what do they stand to gain anything by the, a mine going in there?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's that?
Well, the mine itself will produce a product that is needed around the world.
Correct.
This is a very socially responsible project. The world is in need of increasing food production on fewer and fewer acres of land, and so the taking of potash from the earth here provides opportunities for people to survive in areas of the world where where it is needed. Potash does not exist in all parts of the world.
Right.
And in fact, in the two most populous nations of the world, it does not. India and China.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it does exist, it's in such small quantities, far, far, far below the needs. So there's a sense of doing something here that produces economic development opportunity for the people involved in the project, but it's one that results in a benefit to the world at large. And I think that, there's a lot of satisfaction to be derived from
that. I mean, you know, there has to be a huge amount of satisfaction from that. But there are, and there's no point going into it at this point, but there are also economic benefits for the tribe.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Been chatting with Dennis Akas. Dennis is involved with this company in what I think is one of the most important capacities, and that is to establish and maintain an honest dialogue with some very, very important people who stand to gain substantially from this particular project and who also stand to really help the world. Remember, you guys, not investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. Keep that in mind. If you want more information on Passport Potash, click on their banner. Dennis, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour, the third segment of the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We are wrapping up our trip down to the Phoenix, Holbrook, Arizona area. Going to chat with some people right now about whatever questions they may have about the Passport Potash property. Going to direct these questions. This is totally unscripted, by the way. They can ask whatever they want, any questions whatsoever, and we will have the appropriate member of management ask them. Please introduce yourself, and away we go.
Great. Thanks, Al. It's Tarek Elsegier with Sea Merchant Group in Calgary. Just wanting to know what are the key milestones for the company over the next 12 and 24 months, and what are the expected results or goals of those milestones?
I think, Josh, you probably would be the guy to answer this. So,
great. Thank you, Tarek. What we plan on doing is updating the resource based upon the recommendations that Ercosplan has outlined in this most recent report. We will be updating the resource and releasing a PEA all by year's end. The objective of the company is to include as much in that PEA as we possibly can, all the drilling recommendations, as well as any potential land expansion that we can do. It's been made very apparent today and over the course of the last year that we were very interested in interacting with the Hopi tribe on their private lands, and we are in current discussion and ongoing negotiations. So additional milestones beyond that updated resource and also that PEA would include possible land expansion and drill results. We'll be very active. This year we've now began the preparation for six holes, which you all saw today, and we'll be very active in our drilling activities. And so you'll expect those drill results over the course of the summer. Possible land expansion, that updated resource, PEA, that gets us through year's end. We'll spend the bulk of 2013 on feasibility. Feasibility will be a big portion of our 2013 efforts.
Okay, you got time for a couple of more. Why don't you take one? You could introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Fletcher Morgan. excuse me, I run a private boutique fund out of London. My question, I've got a couple actually. The first thing is back to Josh. Obviously, we know that you're financed for the rest of this year. Can you just talk briefly how you're going to fund the work you're going to do beyond that, so 2013 and on?
Great. As we've been also discussing, we're looking at several opportunities. Obviously, the most common opportunity for junior companies to participate in funding their projects is through equity investment. With the current condition of the market, we are not setting ourselves up for failure, and so we're being very active and looking for strategic participation, strategic participation from current shareholders who are already very much committed to the project, and also strategic investment or participation from outside sources within the U.S., within North America, and beyond. It's very clear where the consumption of potash occurs throughout the world, and those areas are very interested in potash opportunities that are outside of the regular control of PCS and also with Belarus and potash control. So I think that there's definitely participation opportunities out there. We've seen recent investment into the southwestern United States by both Tata and Yara, and we're very excited about opportunities that exist.
Josh, I have a question also, and that is, I know that you were going to do a private placement somewhere, Peter was telling me, between $3 and $5 million recently, and rather than go to the market, you had a shareholder, your largest shareholder, just stepped up and wrote a check. I think that's a real positive comment about the company. Can you elaborate real quick on that?
That's right. As we broke negotiations, there was an LOI that was out there last year in the last quarter, and as we broke negotiations with HNZ, we, at that time, went back to our shareholder base and came up with the capital necessary to move this project through this year, and that takes us through PEA. Our largest shareholder of record is Dr. Phil Frost. With his warrants, he has the ability to approach a 20% ownership.
Not bad when a major shareholder writes checks and continues to write checks. You had one more question?
I did, yes. I'm aware that you guys have been traveling a fair bit. You've been over to the UK. You've also been out to Asia pushing the Passport Potash story. And my question really was for Ali Ramatula. I know that you've been quite active over in India. Have you got any sort of comments on where you're up to in sort of discussions, negotiations over there, and when we in the market might hear something?
Probably in the next 6 months, something concrete will happen.
6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 months. Earlier, but I'm giving time for them to come and sign and everything.
Okay, Laurie, one last question.
Hi, it's Laurie Curtis with Dundee Securities. This question is more for Henry, I guess, or Josh, but we've heard about trying to de-risk the project, Henry, and that this is at the lower end of the grade thickness spectrum in your experience. What do you plan to recommend or to do with Passport to delineate areas maybe of higher grade so we can lower the OPEX or potential OPEX? How would you plan to go about it in the future milestone?
This is Henry Rauch from Merkelsplan in Germany. The first milestone we have is a more detailed exploration. So we start with our initial resource estimation from the historic drill holes, which are a very good database, but also with the recently drilled holes during the last 3 years. And now we have a new drilling program running, which gives us more indications in some areas where we expect a higher grade for the survey, in particular, not only the crate in KCL, but also the lower crate in insolubles. And we are so far very optimistic that we find some areas, or we can delineate some areas where the crate is higher. However, we have to keep in mind that this deposit is not a high crate, high thickness deposit as some others in Russia or in Saskatchewan.
Okay, and final comments to wrap up this particular hour of the show. Going to turn it over to Josh. What are your final words on why people should perhaps take a look at this? And again, I want to stress, I am not a registered investment advisor. This is not a solicitation to buy or sell the stock. It's just a solicitation to go out there and take a look at it. There are opportunities available. Decide for yourself if this is one of them. Josh?
Thank you. Yes, I think one of the things that becomes apparent in visits like this is that Arizona is a very mining-friendly state that is currently struggling economically and is looking for opportunities like this project, like the wealth and the jobs that this project brings. Anytime anybody's visited any other type of deposit, mining deposit, potash deposit around the world, or exploration opportunity, when they come to our site, they realize how easy it is, how simple it is. We have all the infrastructure that is in place and ready for us to move this deposit very quickly forward. And our job this year is to truly de-risk this project and set it up ahead of those others developing around the world. We think that it becomes very clear as we start to look at economics that this project will be a lower cost provider of potash going forward, and that this basin is an ideal opportunity with rail, power, water all readily available, and with plenty of opportunities with local support and with community development ongoing on behalf of the company. This is truly an opportunity for us to capitalize on that momentum and move forward very quickly.
Okay, I personally want to thank the management of Passport Potash for this great trip. Everything was wonderful, Josh, aside from the dinner last night. Big Al doesn't need onion rings, french fries, and burgers. But other than that, the trip was wonderful. Thanks for listening, you guys. We're going to be back with you next week.
There it is. That's easy, isn't it?
That's great.
Clap for yourselves. God, not me.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49. And a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show. You know, that question and answer in an impromptu session like we just did with the brokers and the folks from PPI, I found to be really interesting. I want to say that I'm recording this particular segment in the studio with Trader Raj, and that was one of the more enjoyable trips that I have ever taken. And I'm not soliciting the stock when I say that. I'm just saying I think that the entire group of people were just, they are really a good group of people. I applaud what they're doing. Is it going to be successful? Odds are. I would think, but you know, that's a forward-looking statement. In these situations, you just never know. But they sure have a lot of firepower in their arsenal, for lack of better terms. Raj, as you know, I spent 2 days, almost 3 days, down at the PPI property and just outside of Holbrook, Arizona. A lot of driving around. We shot a video down there. We did some great interviews. David Salisbury, the chairman of the company, who I'm very impressed with, who was on the show earlier. He opened up this particular hour. It was a very, very good trip. I, at this point in time, want to say that I'm not a registered investment advisor, so don't construe this as being investment advice, because it isn't. This is just, we're trying to give you a description of a company that we are interested in. Raj, you made PPI the miner of the week in TraderTracks this week. And by the way, if you folks would like to see the article, we do have it posted on our site. It'll be up early Saturday. So, number one, I introduced PPI to you. Why did you decide to take it up in this case?
Well, I bought to them off and on, but I was concerned primarily initially that this was a longer view situation. And we, you know me, I'm a technical trader and a faster trader as far as recommendations and investments. But what really has happened since our initial discussion several months ago is the fact that food situation throughout the world has really gone more critical on numerous factors. Number one, corn crop is at a 38-year low in the bins in reserves in the United States. The next thing that's happened this year is that the whole top one-third of China's gone into a dust bowl drought. Next thing that's happened is they've had wheat problems, wheat growing problems in Russia, and in Central America, Central Europe, and then in South America, where the second largest bean crop in the world is grown, they've had some problems down there with strikes and numerous other problems. Consequently, so the situation is such that potash fertilizer is going to be in greater demand as we move forward.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is that I view this now as an investment trade, not as one of the faster ones. Usually we look to try to earn 25%, within 90 days. That's my standard recommendation or objective, I should say. And what I'm seeing now is that this one could take a little longer, but the advantage in coming out of this suppressed market that we've had, which will rebound, and we are calling for a rebound technically and fundamentally, is that you're able to enter the stock at a lower price, and the stock has already proven its merit because it had a big run-up and then a profit-taking event in 2011 last year. So it has settled back down to support, and then what we're seeing right now is that it's preparing to take off and go a lot higher.
Well, I don't think there's any question that for this particular company to be a guaranteed successful situation, it's going to take probably 18 to 24 months now. But what does that 18 to 24 months mean? Well, it means that's when it will take that time to get pre-feasibility studies, feasibility studies, et cetera, done. And consequently, the end game, I guess calling it the end game is perhaps not the correct way to put it, but, when there's a real cash flow situation here, that probably is going to take 18 to 24 months. But my God, you can buy the stock right now for 24 cents. And it just strikes me that the ride up, if in fact they continue to get positive results, if in fact they get numbers out a little quicker than they have in the past, I think the situation could be very, very interesting on the way up to a price that once they go into production, if that happens, and that's a forward-looking statement, so don't take that as gospel because you never know in this business. But, if that happened, it certainly would be trading at a substantially higher level. One of the challenges that they face right now that we discussed, Raj, in the second segment of this hour is they have a challenge in dealing with the Hopi Indians. And fortunately, the fellow who is in charge of that for Passport, number one, is a personal friend of the Passport management team, and number two, he was an undersecretary basically in charge of Indian affairs, a segment of Indian affairs, for a lot of years, and consequently, he really is very familiar in these circles. Now, that's one hurdle that they need to get by, and I believe that they will. I think the reason that they will is because their philosophy is certainly not to take advantage of the tribe. Their philosophy is to work with the Hopi Indians and in fact make them almost partners in this particular deal. I think the Hopis, they've been talking with them for some time now, and I think the Hopis, the tribal leaders, are not starting to, but I think they understand that that's the case here. Potash, as you brought up earlier, in the agricultural industry, is a very, very important product. And with the agricultural challenges that exists today to an extent, potash is something that really can surmount a lot of those challenges. And I think that the Hopis, would like to be a part of an event that would actually benefit the agricultural industry. It's, to me, that just makes common sense.
Well, then there's probably going to be some employment opportunities for the tribe, too, I would think.
Oh, there's huge. There's huge. We were down there, as I said, for two or three days. The unemployment rate in the town that is just right on, in fact, the property of PPI has a 20% unemployment rate right now. And PPI has made it very, very obvious to the town, governmental agencies, etc., that they're here to stay. I mean, they have a major office in Phoenix, but they also have a permanent office, which they have now set up just adjacent to the property, plus a temporary office, that's what they call their staging area, on the property. So they're showing everybody that they're in this thing for the long haul, and they're spending a lot of money, I have to tell you. It's in terms of their exploration efforts. We saw two drill rigs on the property and chatted with the drillers, etc. In terms of the office in the town, to me, that's showing that these guys are truly here to stay. I would agree with you, Raj. I think that because of their potential potash production, this thing could be a heck of an interesting situation.
Well, Well, in looking at the background and the fundamentals, where the majority of the world potash comes from.
Yeah, China.
The United States situation is way behind the curve as far as production and demand, and that's not a good position to be in.
No.
Every country would obviously like to be in a situation where they're self-sustaining, but obviously they can't do that. So this would be a marvelous improvement for that particular product for this country and for agriculture. And because of the size of that property and the magnitude of the whole deal and where they sit as far as ports and rail, water, electric power, I think they've pretty much covered all the bases. Big projects take a little longer, but when you can buy a big project at a price like the one I see, I view it as being a very attractive opportunity. And I think that our readers and listeners should take a look at it, make a decision for themselves, and I would recommend that it's not going to be an overnight deal, but it could be a little faster than some of us might expect.
You know, the thing that's interesting when getting back to the employment picture just for a second, Arizona was to a very large extent for a lot of years dependent on the housing industry, and the housing industry in Arizona has really, really sunk. I mean, it's amazing the depressed real estate prices down there. Boy, you think you can get good deals in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indio, etc. Nothing like Arizona is just amazing. I mean, there are $1.5 million homes, and this is not the exception. This is very, very common. $1.5 million homes for, down around $400,000 or $500,000. That's put the real estate industry and construction particularly really, really on its ear. And the mining industry, the contribution that the mining industry can make to the state of Arizona is huge, and the state realizes that, and consequently, you are going to see, I think, an awful lot of very, very strong support for the industry down there. And I'm not saying that because, that this is a pie in the sky deal. This is true. I mean, when you have unemployment in a town as high as 20%, which is something that I witnessed, I got to tell you, big guy, I mean, that is a very serious problem. And any industry that can contribute to that, I think, is going to be, for lack of better terms, the darling of the state of Arizona, even more so than the Ravens and the Suns and the rest of it. So, I don't know. It was a good trip. I enjoyed it. You folks out there, if you have an interest in this thing, read Roger's report, which we will post Saturday. Click on the company's banner. You get all the information you want. They are a sponsor. I also want to say, again, neither Trader Raj nor I are registered investment advisors. We're not telling you to buy it. We're not telling you to sell it. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks, Raj.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.